You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I want us to have some clarity about God's timeline. Here, when the scripture says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, this is not the beginning of God. God has no beginning and has no ending. In fact, He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. What God is introducing to us here is our beginning. The things that has to do with us as human beings, God wants us to understand it. He wants us to know where we came from. He wants us to know how we started. This is not the beginning of God. We also don't know the beginning of angels. What you see here does not tell us about the beginning of angels. We didn't know when God created all the angels. We also didn't know when He created the Lucifer. But God is gracious to allow us at least to understand our own existence. God had been existing for eternity, and we don't know how long it took before He eventually decided to create the heaven and the earth. But God has no beginning, but we have a beginning, and He wants us to understand our beginning. And I want to tell you, it's always good to understand beginnings of things in your life. When did you become born again? When were you born? You know, those are things that are very important in our lives. It's important. If you don't know the beginning of something, you might end up messing that thing up along the way. And you can see man's attempt at trying to look for beginning. Even though God had revealed our beginning to us, human beings, as I'm speaking, are still on a quest to find out our beginning. They are still digging fossils to see if they can have proof that some people came from apes. I know we didn't come from apes. I know my cousins, and I know ape is certainly not one of my own cousins. And we know the way we have started. They created all kinds of theory, Big Bang theory. Okay, what is it that created the Big Bang? And please note that when they say something is a theory, it is somebody's opinion that needs to be investigated scientifically. So you formulate a theory, then you investigate it. A theory is not fact. A theory is not evidence. So when they say theory of evolution, when they say that Big Bang theory, it is just somebody's thinking. But the way many people take it today, as if they've investigated it, they have evidence. No, there is no evidence. If you even take Big Bang theory, for example, it doesn't even make sense. I don't understand how somebody can ever even believe such a thing. Okay, what was it that generated the Big Bang? What was the force that generated it? How does living thing came out of non-living thing? And how come we have not seen that up to today? So by every standard, it doesn't make sense. When you look at the human brain, when you look at the human DNA, it clearly shows that there is a designer. It's like somebody saying to you, the phone in your hand just came by accident. Or the laptop you are listening, or the iPad you are using, or whatever gadget you have wherever you are right now, that they came from a chaos. When the US dropped the atomic bomb, did we see anything good come out of it? There's nothing good that comes out of a Big Bang. Have you ever heard of any Big Bang? Anywhere, something loud, explosion happened, and something good came out of it. God wants us to know our own beginning. Please note that this beginning in the scripture is our beginning. It's not God's beginning. Nobody knows God's beginning. And we don't need to worry about that. Is God, we are human. He has created us in his own likeness, in his own image. He didn't create us to be God, but he created us to in his own image and in his own likeness. And he created us to function, and we can function. So please note your beginning. Know how it all started. God is gracious to allow us to know. And we give him thanks that we know where we came from. We know that the sky, the earth, the planetary bodies, and everything, the sun, the moon, God created all of that. They all had a beginning. But we serve a God who does not have beginning and who has no end. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we also, we will not have end as we will reign with him forever and ever. I just hope that you will be one of those that will reign with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.